This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to Life and Faith. My name's Simon Smart. I'm talking this week with Cara Martin. Cara's done a bit of thinking about the connection between faith and work. And we've been talking about, last time you tried to tell me, Cara, that it matters to God how we do our work, what our work is, the sort of everyday experiences of life. How so?
Well, I think what we try and do sometimes is leave our faith behind. What we try and do is go to work and pretend that work is completely separate to everything else we do. But I think that what we actually need to do is be faithful in our jobs. It's not like God's just not watching at that time. God is watching what we do, and he's interested in what we're doing, and we're part of his work of keeping everything going, of keeping society functioning and work functioning.
Yeah, last time you were saying that in a Christian worldview, there is a deep connection between the physical and the spiritual. We are bodies as well as souls. Is that relevant to this discussion?
Absolutely. I think sometimes we try and separate it out, but actually it's very integrated. And perhaps the best example of that from a Christian perspective is actually the life of Jesus. If we see what Jesus was like and what he was doing, Jesus didn't actually separate those things out at all. A lot of his stories involve stories about workplaces, about farmers, about shepherds, about vineyard owners and so on. A lot of what he did was actually to connect those things together in very real ways. There's even some thought that we know he was a carpenter, and there's an assumption sometimes that we make that he left that carpentry stuff behind. But actually the rabbis of that day, the teachers of that day, usually kept working and paid for their own teaching by working. And so it's very real that probably that Jesus also kept up his carpentry and didn't see that as a distinction that had to be made.
You can imagine him as a carpenter. It's a very physical, active work. Lots of business going on in the area that he lived in. So, yeah, you can fully imagine him as a totally engaged teacher who wasn't just sort of off in a field, dressed in some strange garb, thinking deep thoughts. He's actually involved in life and family life and community and so on.
Absolutely. And you see that too in Paul, who followed Jesus. Paul actually was proud of the fact that he made tents, and his making of tents helped support everything that he did as well.
What difference does it make to think about our jobs as places in which we can bring our faith to it, or our spirituality, or however you want to describe it?
Well, I think it's important because I think sometimes we feel that we have to pretend at work that we don't have faith, or we think that the faith part's left behind, so we can actually bring more to work if we bring our faith. And I think in the end it makes us better workers.
In some areas of work I've heard people say deliberately they sort of leave their faith outside the boardroom, for instance. That wouldn't be something you would be encouraging, presumably.
No, I don't think so, because I think if you think about the faith or the spirit, what's important there, what's actually in the spirit and in our faith is where we find meaning. It's where we find significance. It's how we make decisions. It's an incredibly important part of what we do. So we need all that, actually more in the boardroom than anywhere else, I would have thought. That's where critical decisions are made.
Is it really the case that you have to bring your whole self to the workplace?
Absolutely.
Whether you're a believer of any form or not, it's bringing every part of you to that space.
Absolutely. I think our employers expect us to bring our minds to work, for example, not just our bodies. They want us to think. They probably want us to have our hearts at work as well, in terms of our passion and our enthusiasm. And in the same way, I think our faith can actually enhance our working in wonderful ways.
Does this have a relevance to people who are not working?
Ah, now you see, this is another really bad distinction that I think we make in our society. And historically, it's much more today than at any previous time in human history. We have this idea that there's paid work and unpaid work, and the only significant thing is paid work. I think if you think about the word work is actually anything you put your energy into. And so anyone who does anything should value that, whatever they're putting their energy into, and see it as something that's worthwhile. I think sometimes we feel like if we're doing something creative, we're wasting time. But actually the creative stuff and the stuff like raising children and the volunteer work that we might do, they're the things that actually we really enjoy and that we'll remember later in life as being very significant.
I'm talking with Cara Martin. We're talking about work and faith. Important discussion. We're going to continue it next time. Thanks, Cara.
I look forward to it.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.